A Dean Martin song features a man in a bar pondering the link between the glass in his hand and the climate.
I'm praying for rain in California so the grapes can grow and they can make more wine.
Turns out that as the climate changes, there is not enough rain in the country that makes the world's most famous wine. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley visited the Bordeaux region of France.
Bonjour. Brothers Rémy and Grégoire Coupé are fourth-generation winemakers who craft a top-vintage Grand Cru Saint-Emilion. 44-year-old Rémy Coupé says there's no denying the weather is getting hotter and drier.
Because of the grapes. They show us the change, especially on the because the alcohol is getting higher since 5 years. So it caused me some problems when I'm going to start the vinification, because I have to avoid too much alcohol. It's really new for me.
The higher alcohol levels come from increased sugar in the grapes due to more sun and heat. The brothers say in the last 3 years they've stopped a process called stripping, where most of the vine leaves are removed just before the harvest. The leaves are now needed to shade the grapes and keep them from burning up on the vine. Harvest time is coming earlier across all French winemaking regions. But vine master Nicolas Poumerot says it's not just the heat and drought that are causing problems.
It's more drastic episodes of weather. So when it rains a lot. When it's colder, maybe a little bit longer, especially beginning of the spring. So more severe conditions than before.
The French government is now looking for ways to help winemakers adapt to the new conditions.
So here we are in a vineyard in the middle of the city.
Nathalie Ola heads the Institute of Science for Vine and Wines in the city of Bordeaux. Ola says they're experimenting with dozens of varieties of heat-tolerant grapes from southern and eastern Europe, places like Spain, Portugal, and Georgia.
We have to study them in details and see how they perform in terms of yield, but also in terms of fruit quality, fruit composition, and what can be their potential to be introduced in Bordeaux and to be blended with the other varieties from Bordeaux area to keep the style.
The problem is an authentic Bordeaux red or white can only be made using a blend of 6 authorized grape varieties, the most famous being Merlot and Cabernet Sauvignon. Yet experts predict some varieties won't survive as the climate heats up.
Mais voilà, quand il voit que c'est la sécheresse.
Standing amongst his oak barrels, winemaker Alain Moffrat is griping about what he calls the rigid, antiquated system governing French wine. He had 300-year-old vines die this summer. Moffrat says that wouldn't have happened if he'd been able to irrigate like they do in California. But winemakers in France and most of Europe are not allowed to water their vines.
Dans le contexte actuel, ça n'a plus de sens.
In today's context, with all the competition, the lack of pragmatism makes no sense. People are making wine everywhere now, and they're evolving a lot faster than we are. We're living in a bubble.
Bordeaux winemakers say if they're going to adapt and survive, either with the grapes they have or by planting new varieties, the centuries-old rules will have to evolve. That may be happening. This past July, the French wine governing body approved the use of 7 new grapes for certain categories of Bordeaux wine. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Bordeaux. A little old wine.